Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how on-site land improvements never pencil.
Okay, explain this again, please.
Land improvements are stuff that you buy a piece of land, and there's always this question, especially with the super new Land Academy members. Well, I should probably clear it and make sure you can see it, and then maybe I should put a well in. There's all kinds of stuff, you know, and we'll talk about all the possible things that you can do. And I'll tell you, the vast majority of the time, it doesn't pencil. It doesn't make sense financially.
Who came up with the whole pencil thing?
I have an accounting background, and I'm from the 80s.
I know, but who came up with it? I was going to say, I was ready to say, I have an accounting background from the 80s, and I still don't know who came up with that saying.
Well, you're from California, too, so that there's a lot probably involved in that, too. Penciling is just a way of saying, you know, hey, let's pencil this thing out before we actually go do it, before we spend any money on it.
Thank you. Got it. Listen, soup to nuts. I'll give you soup to nuts.
Jill's constantly making fun of the sayings that I think are normal and everybody understands.
No one in the planet says soup to nuts or bajillion.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Michael wrote, "Hi, I have a signed purchase agreement from a recent mailer for a 10-acre parcel in northern Arizona. Initially, I felt that I over-offered in the price, but then I talked to the seller who stated there's a shared well on the property. I reviewed the docs and feel comfortable with this being a great deal. That was until I visited the property and saw two derelict abandoned trailers with no wheels and a vehicle on the property, as well as two generators and a heap of trash and debris. Apparently, this belongs to the uncle who willed the property to the current owners before he died. Otherwise, this could be a great deal, which I think I could sell for 3 times our purchase price. Just not sure how to deal with the abandoned trailers and vehicles. Any ideas would be greatly appreciated. Ready, go."
If there's stuff on the property already, 99% of the time, it's better than just having vacant land. Unless, and there's only really one exception that I can think of, where the EPA might have an opinion about it, like an old storage tank for a fuel tank, or tanks underground.
Or a refrigerator.
Or a 500 refrigerators leaking Freon.
Right.
Doesn't sound like that's the case here at all. It sounds like you got a couple of generators, which might be great. You know, the vast majority of the people that are going to want really rural property are really interested in all the things you described. They don't want this. It's not like buying a house where it's all, you want to walk in, there's music playing, and you move your stuff in, and it's beautiful. It's just not, it's a completely different mindset.
People
want a rural piece of land to get away from everybody and put their own trailer and fix a trailer up. There's generators out there. I'm telling you, if there's two generators out there,
that's worth something.
I would put that in the title.
You know,
land
what?
With generators in a well.
This is like Storage Wars. You know how people buy it? Like, they're racing to bid and outbid someone on what could be in the storage container.
Yeah.
So you could look at it like that. Like, hey, FYI, who knows what you're going to find? Guy could have left cash under the mattress. We don't know.
So that said, please hear me on this final point. There is no reason you should ever pay more for a piece of property because it's got stuff on it.
True.
You should just pay like it's got nothing on it, and you're pricing it like we always do, 10, 20, 30% of the retail value. Those are just bonuses for help you sell it faster, not to reprice. Don't reprice.
Right. Isn't
so
cool?
It concerns me a little bit that you say, yeah, you offered this money, but then it's got a well on it and this and this and this. And so now I'm justifying some price that he wants.
Oh,
that
I
concerns
see what you're
me
saying.
A lot.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I'm sure it concerns Jill too.
I hear you and I agree.
Today's topic, on-site land improvements, never pencil. Just like I said, this is why you're listening. Why is that funny?
I don't know. Because you're just digging in on that. Is it pick on Jill week?
No, there's tons of stuff. Tons of stuff you can do to your land to improve it.
Right.
Almost all of which you should never do. Why? There's two ways to create equity in a real estate deal. Number one, buy it really cheap. Love that way. Number two, do stuff to it to improve it. Think of an old car, an old classic car that's been sitting in a barn or sitting outside for years and years and years and years. And to, all cleaned up, it's worth $30,000. Not cleaned up, it's worth $5,000. So you can sell it to the person who's going to clean it up and make the 30. They're going to make more than you do. And you paid nothing for it. You found it in your barn. I take the $5,000 any day over the work and the toil and the sweat to get $30,000. That's for somebody else who's an expert at that. They take it to their shop. They have all the tools. They have a crew. They have a television show, hopefully. So this is the same thing with land. We're not in the business of improving property, not houses. This isn't HGTV. We're not home builders. We're not well diggers. There's people for all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the business of buying inexpensive real estate through using data and then having somebody on your team, whether it's you or somebody like Jill, who's a great deal maker, who understands people and understands how to talk to them and get the price that makes it worthwhile for us to be in business. That's it. So please don't, there's all kinds of things you can do to improve your property. We just answered a few. Yeah. Wells and clearing and driveways.
Adding utilities.
Yeah. You know, none of that pencils, in my opinion. It never has for us.
Exactly.
But if you're lucky enough to find some stuff on the property when you get there, that's all the more equity that have built into the deal.
You know, and here's why we're saying this too. It's experience, and it's not just us. You know, we're constantly talking to people like, you know, it sounds good. It looks great on paper, right? And you get into it and go, that was 6 months out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And what I could have done in that 6 months, you know, would have been A, so much easier, you know, and B, you know, I wouldn't have to leave my desk and deal with all that hassle.
Do you want a man who doesn't need any improvements? Or do you want a 10-year project to try to improve your man?
I would love to know. Let's pause for just a moment. Where would one say, find a man that doesn't need any improvements?
Cheap, too.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I want a cheap man right out of a box, ready to go, and not going to need anything.
He's got a six-pack and really good eating habits. And
totally.
Really,
it always
really,
says yes.
Really interested in you and everything you have to say.
Exactly. And every comment is, if that's what makes you happy, sure. I don't care where we eat, baby. I'll drive around for an hour with you. Where's that guy?
God, you look great today. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for being
here. As a matter of fact, sweetheart, they look so nice. I will happily go to the mall for you and buy you 5 more pairs.
There's a whole list of stuff like this.
You
know, there's a man side of this.
Could you, what kind of, well, you know what? It's, here's the total truth. I dated one time a long time ago. I dated a guy. This is 10 years before. 10 years before anybody. You know, like, anyway. And I thought it was great because he was very agreeable. Like, everything I wanted to do, he thought it was a great idea. I'm serious. I'm like, this is awesome.
I know where this is going.
I'm like, this is the greatest thing. And then it took all of a day before I realized this guy has no opinion about anything. It went from, oh, wow, I get to pick everything, to like, oh, my God, this is so boring. He has no opinion.
There's no way that would work for you. Jill's all about backbone. And she'll take the bad with the strong backbone.
Yes. Proven that.
There's a whole male side to this that...
What's the male side?
Just, you know, it's like, I really like this girl, but geez, I got to put up with this. There's this, and this. I know it's never going to change. And so it's a flip side for a guy. It's like, well, just like yesterday, we said, she's moving into my house and she's redecorating.
Oh.
So it's a, you know, it's that age old thing. Women want to change men and men want women to stay the same forever.
I understand that. That's a whole nother
show. The girl
show.
That you marry is not the girl you dated.
Oh.
That's a show.
Do you know what? Here's the flip side of it.
Showing up for
the
life.
Guy that you marry is the guy that you dated. That's so funny.
That's why they have that men have that expectation.
I know. I'm always telling my friends this. They're like, what? I'm like, you better love him right now the way he is with everything, because it is not going to change.
He's
going to
get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And more quiet. I can bank on that.
And the toys he has now, oh, that's going to double.
Are going to get bigger. This is a show. It totally, a different show.
It is. That's coming. We're prepping for it. By the way, are you on more comments on the topic?
Don't improve your property. Just buy it real cheap and repackage it on the internet. However you do that, however we teach in Land Academy, and resell it for a lot more. That's the business we're in. Never leave your desk.
You'll save it. You'll thank us later.
Yeah.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called What Name to Use on Your Mailer. Should I use Alias Mrs. Smith? Mm-hmm. Should I use Managing Member Jill DeWitt?
I agree. There's a lot of variations, a lot of things.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's funny that that is a topic. It's a real topic, and I'm glad that we haven't talked about that before.
So I you know, here's a teaser. I've had lots of acquisition people over the years, and I've used various names on the mailers, including mine. We always use Jill's now, but in the past, I've had people that work for me where we use their name, and for the reasons that we talked about a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk all about it tomorrow, but transparency rules.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, please check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.